This is Free Talk Live, your live Saturday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We go straight to the phones and to the fun. We've got Miss Ann on the line with us from Indianapolis. Hello, Miss Ann.
Hi, how are
you? Hey, good to have you back on. In case you weren't listening, a few weeks ago we had Miss Ann on the program to tell us about her the situation that she's in up there in Indy with the mayor and the city government essentially targeting her, going after her for running a business out of her home, a dominatrix business it happened to be. And the issue isn't really what type of business, but more just running a business out of your home. Shouldn't you be able to do something like that in America? And so you're still busy fighting that battle, but that's actually not the reason that you had called in tonight.
No, I wanted to call in and talk about the lingerie sale that I tried to have on eBay, and it was pulled a couple times. Now, you know, I'm a libertarian, and I think eBay ought to be able to do anything that they want with their auction site.
Sure, they can set they can set whatever restrictive, draconian policies they want to.
I think that they're a little crazy on guns. Crazy on guns. They won't allow you to sell guns on eBay.
Which won't let you sell drugs either. What's up with that?
There should be a gun bay, by the way.
A gun bay?
Yeah, they should. I mean, there should just be. That's competition. People want to be able to buy and sell guns on the internet, so.
So,
way to do it.
What did you you're putting an auction on? Go ahead and I guess clue in our listeners that don't even know what's happening here, Miss Ann. What auction are you trying to list in the first place?
Well, the undercover officer wore a little skimpy lingerie set in his session when I chose to humiliate him for attempting to degrade me as a sex object.
Right, because what had happened was the city had sent in an undercover officer to try to bust you for prostitution. That's what they thought was going on. And so he continued, even after you'd rebuffed him a few times, he continued to push for sex acts. He kept asking you, you know, I guess to perform sex acts or propositioning you in that way. And that's just not what you do in your business. And so I think you probably got tipped off at some point by his attitude and his demeanor that he was indeed an undercover cop, and you decided to give him a little bit of special treatment.
Little bit of special treatment. However, that is always how I would treat a sex seeker, because it's not the position of a submissive to demand sex from their dominant. It's a position of the submissive to be there for how the dominant wishes to use the submissive.
Right, so you wanted to use him by having him put on some very silly lingerie.
Yes, and I wanted to teach him a lesson. In fact, the only laws being broken during that session were on the part of the undercover officer. In Indiana, it is a misdemeanor to solicit sex for money. And if you have any prior convictions, that misdemeanor becomes a felony.
Yeah, but do they get an exclusion if they're a cop?
I guess so. And, you know, but you would think that a gentleman would realize that no means no.
Well, I don't think that he claim gentlemanliness.
I don't think he did.
Indeed. So now you still have this lingerie, and that's what you were trying to put up on eBay to do sort of a charity sale. You were actually planning on very generously donating the proceeds to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I'll still donate the proceeds to you when I get it sold. Yeah, their first objection to the sale was that I put links to Free Talk Live in the auction. And that I indicated that I was giving the money to and correct me if I'm wrong, a for-profit organization.
Yeah.
You're not a not-for-profit, are you?
No, I would never register anything with the government. Nothing I didn't have to do.
So eBay then said I couldn't give money to a charitable organization when I don't think that you're a charitable organization.
Right.
So they pulled it the first time for that, and then... So I fixed the auction, and I relaunched it, and I didn't indicate that I was giving my money to anyone specifically.
You fixed their objections. You didn't externally link to our site. You fixed what it was that they objected to, but then they yanked it again.
Yes, this time for selling used underwear. So I did a little work on eBay, and I looked around, and I found over 1,000 auctions on their site for used underwear. Specifically, vintage lingerie. Now, it's very unlikely that vintage lingerie sold on eBay has never been worn.
Yeah, right. It does seem unlikely.
Yeah, and there may be a few pieces here and there that are new vintage, but, you know, we both know that's crazy. And then I actually stumbled onto this whole industry on eBay of women who sell their used sweat socks.
Oh, gross.
there are literally hundreds of those options.
Well, that means that there's guys out there that want to get women's sweat socks, right? And sniff them.
I guess there's people out there that want everything.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
There's people that want to be tied up and humiliated,
now,
too.
Point of information on the lingerie, Ms. Ann. Has it been laundered since the undercover cop wore it?
Oh, yes. I washed it in Woolite.
So what's the big deal? I don't understand.
That's what you're supposed to use for lingerie.
Do you feel like they're targeting you, Miss Ann? I mean, when there's 1,000 other auctions of older lingerie, do you feel like you're being targeted?
Well, certainly I am. I mean, when you run a headline that says lingerie worn by humiliated vice cop, it was pretty funny. Now, what I intend to do with the lingerie now is I'm going to take it to an artist and have it embedded in Lucite with maybe some pieces of the deposition of the undercover officer.
Now, what is Lucite? Some sort of a hard plasticky material?
Yeah, it would be encased in acrylic.
Got it.
So it would, with pieces of the undercover officer's deposition and his report, which I call Exhibit A, of the session.
Mm-hmm.
And have that all encased, and I'm going to turn it into an art object.
Yeah, I think that's a really neat idea. I mean, this might actually turn out even better than the original auction would have, because now instead of just some lingerie, what are you going to do with that? Hang it in your closet. Now you can actually display this up on a shelf or a pedestal or something if you want to
nail it to the wall.
Well, what's really great is one of my friends found this guy in Indianapolis who was really gunning to buy this lingerie because he collects artifacts of humiliated local government officials.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. Are there a lot of artifacts like this around?
I don't know, but evidently he has this whole collection of news clippings, and he likes to sort of capture them at their lowest moment.
That's neat.
That's good.
Speaking of their lowest moment, so you're going to be doing this. It's going to take some time. You've got to find the artist, got to get the job done. And then you're going to put the auction back online, and when that happens, we're going to promote it so all of our listeners will know when this auction does go online. So we're really looking forward to that, Miss Ann. But since I've got you on the line, I stumbled across a story here before the show, and since you're in Indianapolis, it's from the Indy Star, and it's about your library there in town. Do you know what's going on with this debacle?
Oh, yes, the debacle of the library. And it's costing the taxpayers at least an extra $50 million, and they're going to go and raise our property taxes again.
Oh,
and then, of course,
any excuse
there's the crime
to do that.
Spree.
There's a crime spree around the library, or is it totally separate?
Well, no, that's a whole separate thing. We've had a record-breaking murder year, I guess.
Oh, got to hire more cops. That's the solution. Hire more cops. Oh, except if they hire more cops, they're going to put a bunch of them on the vice squad, and then they'll be busting more potheads.
Well, my attorney estimates that they've spent $20,000 to $30,000 so far going after me.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then, of course...
they haven't been able to charge you with anything, right?
No.
Yeah.
Except a zoning violation.
Right, right. It's not a crime.
I mean, everyone in my neighborhood, not everyone, but many, many people in my neighborhood have home-based businesses. The couple next door runs a marketing firm out of their home.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, it doesn't matter to me if my next-door neighbor is licking envelopes or doing a dominatrix work. It's none of my business what my neighbors are doing. But apparently it's not your neighbors that are concerned. It's the mayor of the city that's concerned.
Yeah, never did a neighbor complain. In fact, my neighbors know me, and they've never complained.
Probably came in for a session a few times. Miss Ann, keep us up to date with what's happening with your story, and also, of course, the lingerie as well. We appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You
can see Miss Ann on our Shrine of Female Listeners right now at freetalklive.com. We're coming back with more. I'll give you more details on this crazy Indianapolis library fiasco. That's coming up. Plus, Jackson, Texas, he wants to talk about national service. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a bulletin board system there with over 125,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting, and it's totally free. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. I get you straight to it. That, again, is bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones, to the fun, to Jack in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I've been listening for a while and first time calling in.
Congrats. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you guys on the podcast, and on the Saturday episode, you brought up National Service.
Are you on a, what sort of a phone connection are you on? It's kind of spotty.
It's a cell phone. I'm hearing you guys all right.
Okay, I don't know if you could get closer to a window or closer to the outdoors. But go ahead. What was your question again about National Service?
Well, I was listening to it, and, well, when I first heard, the first thing I heard, first thing I thought was service guarantee. Citizenship.
Service guarantees what?
Citizenship.
Okay, I don't understand your point.
Well, first thing they do with the National Service, basically mandatory service.
Right.
Well, next thing they could do is make benefits for people if they actually serve.
I see. Kind of give them an incentive, if you will, to serve. Or not necessarily benefits, but how about punishments for those that don't serve? Or, you know, pull their citizenship from them, make life, you know, make it so they can't have a Social Security number, which actually sounds like a benefit to me. But I see where you're coming from. The average American probably would be scared by that sort of thing.
I wouldn't like it.
Right. And thinking about this further, are you guys familiar with the movie Starship Troopers?
I've seen it, yeah.
Well, they had the mandatory service in order to gain citizenship and various rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And pretty... thinking about it more, it has a very parallel to our current time.
Yeah, it sure does. You know, we've got to let you go. The phone is just unacceptable at this point. But thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What he's talking about is this idea. It's called national service. And it's a very scary, very frightening concept.
It's essentially the draft.
It is the draft, just with a new label put on it. And it's being proposed by both Republicans and Democrats. Charles Rangel is the Democrat that reintroduces the National Service legislation every single year into Congress, and every year it has been overwhelmingly voted down.
Thank God.
But that could change at any time.
Well, the Army is in dire need of people. They just don't have enough. And the Marines, they've fallen short, too.
So what Jack was pointing out is that if they bring this National Service program into effect where every American is going to have to so-called serve, which means work as a slave for the government. Oh, they might pay you, but essentially you are a slave because you don't get to choose not to do it.
Right. If I work at, I don't know, McDonald's when I get out of high school and I decide I want to quit that job, I can just turn in my visor and I don't have to come in anymore.
Right.
But if I have to go to the Army and I decide I don't want to serve anymore, and I want to just turn in my little army hat and not come in anymore, they're going to put me in the brig.
Yeah.
That's conscription, and it's wrong every single time.
And it may not necessarily just be the Army. They're going to, because they're calling it National Service, they're going to try to put a spin on it as though, no, this isn't the draft. You don't have to join the military. You can choose where you want to serve.
You could work at FEMA. We can't find anybody to work there.
You could work at the Peace Corps or whatever. I mean,
Peace Corps. I mean, who does that? You have to have 2 years of college or something to even be able to go into
they'd
Peace
waive
Corps.
That. It's National Service.
Yeah.
It's a frightening idea, and it's more frightening that it's being proposed by people on both sides of the aisle. They're proposing it for different reasons, but the fact is,
you know, the post office is supposed to be turning over, what, half of its employees in the next 5 years?
That's all of the national government. Yeah, the federal government is having 50% of its employees retire within the next 5 years.
That means, well, they're going to need something like this. And the government only gets bigger, which means it needs more employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to have to do, I'm afraid.
If anybody out there thinks that national service sounds like a good idea, I really want to hear from you. Maybe you can explain to us what we're missing out. Maybe there really is a great reason to have national service wherein every American is forced to work for the government. I can't imagine what that reason would be, but 1-800-259-9231 is the phone number. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Another question is, if they do bring about national service, And I don't know what their plan is as far as the age range that they wanted to apply to, but if it is indeed national service And it's not necessarily forcing everyone into the military. Like, for instance, they may craft it to where if you're 18 to 26, you will be forced into the military. But if you're over 26 or something, you can choose the different areas of service that you want to go into. So just because you're 40 doesn't mean that you're going to be excluded from the National Service Program.
Well, they're going to make a big... That would be a big problem. Because their voter base... It's kind of interesting that when people start voting, they stop being eligible for the draft.
Mm.
I mean, at this point, they've raised the draft to 35. Is that correct?
34? I don't recall. They have raised the age.
They have raised the age. Even though they don't have the draft, they raised the age. Very strange that they would do that. It was like 18
it's also,
months ago.
It's also very strange that they happen to be staffing the draft boards again.
Does happen.
No big deal. 6 months ago, there was a press release that went out saying, we're looking for volunteers to fill the draft board positions around the country. Just in case, you never know, just making sure everything's all filled up over there. Nope, just not going to bring back the draft or anything. Just want to make sure you're...
we would never do that.
I mean, it's just amazing the telltale signs that have been going on sort of behind the scenes, not really being heavily reported on, that really are pointing towards the direction of bringing back the draft. And, of course, if George Bush continues to go in the direction that he's going in, that is more wars with more countries around the world... He's got to get the troops from somewhere, and they're not going to be yanking them out of all the 135 countries.
He said he's not leaving Iraq. He said that.
Yep.
And by all intents and purposes, we're at war with Iran. They're dumping soldiers into Baghdad.
I've heard those allegations. I don't know how confirmed they are.
That's what I'm reading, and I am not reading one of them. I'm reading several.
Are we at war with Iran soldiers, or are we at war with people from Iran that want to fight the United States?
Couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay, then.
I mean,
it's not
full out at this point.
Uh-huh.
But I said for all intents and purposes, I didn't say we are, at war with Iran. We are not. But we are fighting, we're fighting Iranians at this point. And George Bush says, well, we're not going to put up with this Iran trying to get nuclear power in there. And I mean, the Iranian president challenged George Bush to a debate. He wouldn't do it. What the heck are you talking about? To a televised debate? Are our politicians so crappy that they can't debate some guy whose native language isn't even English?
Well, think about this.
Is his case so bad
right.
that he can't debate this guy?
Right. If our position, if George Bush, I say our, I'm not connected to it at all. If George Bush's position is so great, so ironclad, so honest, what's he afraid of? What's so scary about going on television with this guy from Iran? He's a coward, in my opinion. 800-259-9231. And when I say that, I'm talking about Bush. Get on TV. Crush the guy. If your position is right, you'll win the debate. More's on the way. This is your show. 800-259-9231. You think national service is a good idea? This is Free Talk Live.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. There's no hoops to jump through. There's no games that we're playing with you. It's seriously free at freetalklive.com. So go and grab up those archives, especially if you're a Saturday listener. If you're somebody who only gets the show on their radio, your local radio station on a Saturday, we've got the entire week of shows sitting right there because this is a six-night-a-week show online, freetalklive.com.
You know, if you have any trouble getting through to us this evening, it's Saturday night, and maybe the phone lines are full or something, you can always call during the weekdays lambast us for our opinions, too.
You absolutely may.
We don't have any problem with referencing a show time before.
Free Talk
Live.
You can call in about whatever you want.
It doesn't have to be what we're talking about that hour.
Exactly.
If you're thinking, if you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast for you. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's popular with a lot of FTL listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than just problems. Give it a try, and you can download the MP3 file or the podcast from iTunes. Or you can go to DanCarlin.com. That's DanCarlin.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Jason in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Jason.
What's on your mind?
Good.
Regarding this national service thing, I think people like Charlie Rangel on the left are proposing it to call the bluff of a lot of the chicken hawks on the right who want to start wars without proper intelligence, who want to push forth their theocratic views on the rest of the world, their Christianist beliefs about world domination, but they don't want to have their own kids, but they don't want to send their own kids into battle.
I've heard his reasoning on that, but I really don't care. Charlie Rangel and his whatever his plan is, as far as I'm concerned, is still going to put me in the path of a bullet.
He's bringing back the draft, man. I've heard his excuse too, and
well,
I think
he served in the military.
I don't care.
And he's proud of his service.
Great.
And countries like Israel, every single person and all people growing up in Israel have to involve.
So, what's the point of that? I mean, do we want to be more like Israel? No, thanks. I like America.
It makes everybody have the same stakes when they.
It makes everyone into a slave, dude. It makes everyone into a slave, and it doesn't matter.
Have you been to Israel? It's a disgusting police state.
Yes, I have.
It's a disgusting police state. They have teenagers with automatic weapons standing around. Do you want to live there?
Well, I'm just comparing the idea of the pride in national service. I'm not
pride.
Saying I live in Israel.
What is brainwashing? Wait. What is? How is it that I would be proud of working as a slave, sir?
Well, that's your language. You're calling it slavery.
No, it's slavery, man. I don't get to choose not to do it. If I choose not to do it, they're gonna throw me in jail, man. If I choose not to go to jail, they're gonna kill me.
Are you saying that our armed service people are slaves?
No, today's
a
voluntary
force. We have a voluntary force.
Well, but if they decide to leave the battlefield, they're not allowed to do that.
At this point, they're indentured servants.
Well, all I'm saying is that
that's the definition.
My point is that the chicken hawks in Washington who send other people's children into war, would think twice.
I see what you're saying, but wouldn't it make more sense, if that was really his reason for bringing back the draft, wouldn't it make more sense to just pass legislation that said that all of Congress had to send their kids to war? Wouldn't that just fix the problem right there? Why do we all have to go?
I think that Charlie Rangel is waging a rhetorical battle. I don't really think that the thing has any chance.
But it's a real bill, dude. It's a real bill that could really bring back the draft.
It's putting right-wing chicken hawks on the line and saying, how come George Bush's
daughters aren't out there? No, it's putting everyone's kids on the line. It's putting our freedoms on the line. It's putting our freedom to choose on the line, and it's going to destroy it. And they're going to, if they want to bring this back, it's going to be both the Democrats and the Republicans, and it won't matter what the reasons are once it's been reintegrated. And if they bring it back, you know as well as I do that the elites are going to very easily find ways around it. They're going to be loopholes. They're going to be ways to
get their kids
out of it.
The kids are going to go to school in Switzerland.
Right. You're right. The Karl Rove's of the world and the Dick Cheney's and the George Bush's will never have to live their policies in reality. It'll
exactly.
All be in the think. So I agree with you, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks, dude. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Just because one politician says something, the reason I'm introducing... Don't worry. The reason I'm introducing this draft bill is because I want everybody in Congress to send their kids to the military. Stop it. I don't believe a word he says.
Oh, I believe Charlie Rangel. That's his goal. I think that the great representative from Harlem...
I think that's his excuse.
No, I think that's his goal. I really do.
Well, sorry, I don't believe politicians when they tell me things.
Understood, but I really believe this guy in this particular instance that that's his goal. His goal is to have everybody treated fairly.
Well, he's a fool.
But when has the government ever treated anyone fairly?
Nope.
That's not the name of the game in politics.
Us versus them.
The name of the game in politics is reward your friends, punish your enemies.
Yep.
And all the Democrats want to do is reward the Democrats and punish the Republicans. All the Republicans want to do is reward the Republicans. Punish the Democrats.
And
when they work together, all they work together is to show how they can screw the American people.
And there is no pride, none, in being drafted. Sorry.
You might as well be proud of your service afterwards, it's just conscription. And if I'm in the military, if I'm one of these volunteer guys that volunteered for it, the last thing I want to fight next to is some guy who has to be there.
Yep. All right, let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Don. What's up?
Well, I'm happy it's warmer down there than it is up here. But anyways, I was just curious. No one ever debates the obvious questions here, which is the contract. In order for you to be in the military whatsoever, and I do mean whatsoever, since it's all voluntary, even if they make you, it's illegal. However, if you sign their contract, you're legally bound for 2 to 4 years, depending on what it is. And here's the best part. If the recruiter down there at the Army or the Coast Guard or, you know, Air Force says, here's your contract, you're allowed to take it home and revise it and hand it back to them.
You now, can do that with any contract, sure.
That's correct. However, once you revise it and he looks at the revisions, he might say, we're not accepting your contract. Mm. In other words, you do as we say, not as we do, and therefore we cannot force you. I don't care if there's a five-star general or the president there to tell you you're going to take on, you know,
okay, I see what
whatever
you're saying.
Country.
I see what you're saying about the fact that it is, I mean, to an extent, you are still volunteering by going in and putting on a helmet and going through the process. But if you don't sign the contract, if you don't step forward when they call your name, then they're going to throw you in a brig, man. If there's a draft and you don't go and they catch you, you're going to get locked up.
No, no, no. You have to go to, because everyone has to fill out their thing whenever they're 18. Everyone has to fill that out. The thing is, there is no requirement to you filing the contract with them.
So what you're saying is go do everything. If they bring back the draft, go do everything that they say to do except sign pieces of paper. Is that correct?
Just yes,
don't
another,
sign
well,
sheets
whenever
of paper.
You're 16, you sign up for what is that?
Selective service.
Yeah, selective service. All right, fine and dandy. Since it's still a voluntary force, fine and dandy.
Uh-huh.
Once you sign the contract, you're indentured.
I understand, but what about when it's the draft, Don, and then you decide you don't want to go? Are they not going to come after you?
They can't do it.
Why not?
It's illegal for them to force you into doing something.
But if they make a law that says it's not illegal, it wouldn't be illegal anymore.
Just remember, everything that's repugnant to the Constitution is null and void.
Yeah, that's true, but it won't make much of a difference if I'm sitting in a jail cell.
Well, it doesn't matter if they send you over to Vietnam and shoot your colonel and you never signed a contract either.
Well, I would rather be in a jail cell than I would be over in Iraq or Vietnam. That's for damn sure. Thanks for the call, Don. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
I think I'd rather go than be in a jail cell.
Really?
I don't want to go to jail.
Oh, I'd rather not die. Thanks very much. 800-259-9231.
You can put me up in Argentina.
More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's liberties77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction,
Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. We're here in the studio with you. Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. By the way, the Free Talk Live store open for business right now at store.freetalklive.com. We are extending the pre-order phase through Labor Day weekend. I mean, there's a lot of shopping done on Labor Day weekend, right? Big sales all over the place. Well, we've got a sale going on right now. It's the pre-order sale. Anything you order at the Free Talk Live store, immediately over 7% off as soon as you add it to your cart. So when you go to store.freetalklive.com, you'll see our hats, you'll see the T-shirts, and the variety of other things we've got, including our six-disc DVD set packed full of 2 years' worth of the show. It's just, it's before our syndicated days. So from, it's from a long time ago. We've been syndicated for 2 years now.
Yeah, if you're listening to us someplace besides Tampa Bay, you haven't heard that stuff.
The very first 2 years of the show, it's all available for you. Plus, we've even got a flag as well at store.freetalklive.com. Anyway, you'll see the regular prices there at store.freetalklive.com, but when you add the item to your cart, that's when you'll see the discount reflected. So you've got through Labor Day weekend to take advantage of that pre-order discount. So do it at store.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones to Bo in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Every morning when I get up for work, I open my underwear drawer, and I wear Fruit of the Loom underwear around the band, the waistband. It says FTL.
Yes,
it does. It's amazing.
We
should sue them.
No, we shouldn't. We should go after them for advertising.
Okay, two more things. Johnson, I miss you. And
he'll be
back. The Ohio law for you guys were talking about it yesterday, about a person just being accused of some kind of sex crime gets put on a list.
Yes.
This is going to be a wonderful tool for vindictive ex-wives who want to have a preemptive strike during a divorce proceeding.
Yeah, somebody called in last night and pointed that out. Just to recap for those that are listening for the first time on this, Ohio has modified their law, or they're going to hear shortly. Apparently, nobody in the House of Representatives objected to it, or the panel that was looking at it objected to it. And the idea is that now, as long as you've been accused of a sex crime, you go on the sex offender registry, and you must continue.
No, you can be put on the sex offender registry
if they don't like you. Okay.
Right. Yeah,
so there's
absolutely
a chance that you can go on the sex offender registry without ever being convicted, and it's so outrageous.
Yeah, and as soon as that happens in a divorce proceeding with children involved, you might as well chalk it up and forget it. You're never going to see your kids again.
You know, the funny thing is
about it.
I've seen statistics, and I can't you know, I can't pull them off the top of my head right now, but I've seen statistics where essentially the least likely person to molest a child is its father, essentially.
Absolutely.
Really? Right. Yep. Actually, mothers
mom's
are
more likely?
Mom's more likely than dad. Now, the one who's you really got to watch out for
uncle.
in these circumstances.
Nah,
grandma.
No, mom's boyfriend.
Stepdad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Right, so. The male living in the house that is not the father of that child.
And along those lines, there is a man in Syracuse, New York named John Mutari. He fell behind on his child support by no fault of his own. He lost his job. The judge said, pay your child support. He said, I'm out of work. I can't. He said, then you're going to jail. And he's on a hunger strike, and I just want everyone to be aware that in Syracuse, New York, there is a man who loves his children, and he's dying because the judge has assigned a child support order to him that he cannot pay.
Wow. What a sad story. Bo, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Johnson, I miss you.
Thanks. Okay, bye now. 800-259-9231.
Fans of the show.
Yeah, he's talking about Johnson, who has temporarily left the show. He's normally on Friday nights. All right. 800-259-9231. So I mentioned at the beginning of this hour about the Indianapolis library fiasco. Now, those of you in Indy who've been paying attention to the news, you probably know about this. But for the rest of the country, the reason I wanted to bring this up is because we've talked in the past about, well, what's your favorite government program? I've asked that question on the air before, and it's very rare that anyone will even answer that question. But from time to time, someone will throw out something like a library and say, well, libraries are cool. And to some extent, it's an okay idea, the idea that you can borrow books and bring them back and borrow more books, fine.
It's a great idea, and it seems to work in a lot of cases.
And as I pointed out, though, there's no reason why it couldn't be done on the marketplace, I mean, in the free market without having government involvement, because if indeed that service is in demand, and apparently it is, lots of people go to the library, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's in demand, then someone will provide that service.
You know, I've been to the library a few times, and my experience, I'm not an expert or anything like that, but my experience is that most of what I see at the library are homeless guys that smell like urine.
Yeah, well, if it was private property, then you could kick the homeless guys off the property.
Yeah.
All right. So there's plenty of reasons to change it.
If it was private property, they wouldn't give your books away for free, though.
But yes, they would, because that would be in demand, right? If people are demanding that service, Mark.
No. Look. People are demanding all kinds of services they're not getting for free.
Okay, so you're telling me that there would be no libraries if the government didn't provide them?
I'm pretty sure of that.
I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, if there really are that many people that want this service, then why wouldn't they pony up for it? Okay, I understand it wouldn't be free necessarily, but some people...
But that's why they want it.
You already have people putting up grants and that sort of thing. There are rich people that give grants to libraries. Why is it that a bunch of rich people who really love the idea of having a library, I mean, for instance...
Maybe a not-for-profit library. It could very well be a not-for-profit library.
All you know, I know is...
I'll recant what I've said.
Yeah, all I know is people say they like libraries. So they're not free right now. They're paying for them via property taxes, paying for them via city taxes, that sort of thing. So we all know it's not free now. It could be done cheaper in the marketplace. So there's plenty of different reasons why we need to get the government out of libraries, but here's a big one for you. The debacle in Indy, according to the Indianapolis Star. And by the way, this is a six-chapter, as they call it, special report. I'm only going to read the introduction because this is so extensive, so detailed. We'll put the link up on our BBS for those of you that really want to get into the details on this. Well, what library officials had hoped by now would be the crown jewel of Indianapolis's library system has instead become a royal mess. In the nearly 4 years since leaders broke ground to expand the central library, and by the way, I hate it when they call politicians leaders. Sorry, you're not my leader, and you never will be. The project has been plagued with problems. Engineers are trying to fix gaping holes in the underground parking garage that doubles as the foundation for a new six-story building.
Gaping holes in the foundation don't sound good. Let's get in that library right away. Let's go in there.
Park my car in there. They've also had to adjust the building's design to deal with a faulty survey mark that caused the garage to be built 6 inches too far to the south. The project...
Well, hold on. What difference does that make?
Something. I don't know. It's... Too far to the south. There was a reason why it was supposed to be 6 inches to the north.
Okay.
There's a whole chapter on the building fault, so you can read that on your own time, Mark. The project
wondering.
Is 2 years behind schedule, more than $50 million over budget. mired in expensive lawsuits and rife with allegations of mismanagement, fraud, and conflict of interest.
So it's 50 mil over budget. Do
yes.
you know what that budget is?
I'm sure that information is deep into this article,
okay.
but it's not on the front
I'll
page.
I'll stop asking questions. Go ahead.
But here you go. I mean, when a private business goes up, if they're building a new grocery store, and it goes over budget, I mean, how often does a private business, a new building, go over budget?
Every time.
Really?
But buildings just always go over budget.
But by $50 million?
I doubt it very seriously. I don't think anybody would put up with that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean,
every time you're dealing
with a contractor, though, you can believe that things are going to it's just going to cost more than
we said
it was going to.
Well, anyway, to avoid running out of money, the Indianapolis Marion County Library Board has shelved plans for new branches, as well as a high-tech security system. A tax increase to homeowners and businesses is also likely, and according to the little cell for Chapter 6, which is called Taxpayers May Feel Fallout for Years, library board members have now begun to back away from a vow that taxes won't increase. So, well, now we're changing our minds on this. We might just have to get a little bit of money from you. Just a little. A month-long review
every
of records
time.
And court.
It's just too easy. It's too easy
to get
to
more.
Slide a tax increase in front of the public. And
why not?
You want books, don't you?
You want to read, don't you?
What about the children? The children won't be able to read.
Right. We've got special programs.
There'll be poor people growing up stupid if we don't have libraries.
Well,
God, the homeless guys won't be able to look at porn if we don't have a library.
A months-long review of records and court documents and interviews with people involved in the project suggests that at the root of these problems was an ill-fated decision by the library board to undertake the central library expansion without a general contractor, to hire and oversee more than 60 contractors and assume legal responsibility for their work. Instead, the volunteer board took on the role of approving each contract itself, relying on a complex network of consultants and contractors to provide oversight and accountability. So instead of hiring one firm to take care of business, the volunteer board decided, we'll save the taxpayers a few bucks, or I don't know what their excuse was, but we want to be in charge. We want to be in charge of this project.
It's always a good idea to have a committee in charge.
Centralized decision-making.
That would be a great idea. We'll vote on it and stuff.
And then everybody
will come to an agreement.
We'll do it democratically.
What a great idea.
Hour 2 is on the way. A few more details on the library boondoggle. Plus, Dave in New Hampshire's got an update for us. Hopefully he can hang on through the news. 800-259-9231. Ladies, your calls come first. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.